Good morning. The ridge of high pressure that brought record-breaking heat to interior New York and New England yesterday is breaking down. A cold front passed through the region overnight with some leftover showers and thunderstorms, and still some residual clouds and a couple of showers around early this morning. However, the trend already is for drier weather to move in, and gradually this morning the clouds will break up, leading to mostly sunny skies throughout the day. Behind the front, winds have shifted around to the northwest, and the humidity in the air is being scoured out off the eastern seaboard. The final result will be sunny skies, warm temperatures, lower humidity, and a nice breeze through the afternoon, with most everyone reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s for afternoon highs. As the high pressure center settles in overnight, a refreshing night with clear skies and temperatures back into the lower and middle 50s. A wave of low pressure will shear off to our south tomorrow. Some clouds will tend to build in from the south, especially across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, maybe even a shower in a few of these spots during the early morning hours tomorrow. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds across I-90 and mostly sunny skies in northern New York and New England. High temperatures on Wednesday will still manage to get into the lower 80s. Behind this system, as it presses off to our south, we'll go back to full sunshine on Thursday and Friday, and humidity levels will stay low as temperatures reach the upper 70s and lower 80s on both days. A trough of low pressure will then pivot into the Great Lakes to start the weekend. Out ahead of this trough, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible by the end of the day, and highs around 80. As that trough draws closer, the humidity will build on Sunday, and with mostly cloudy skies, a better chance at a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s. The trough will pivot through the region Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, leaving us with drier weather on Monday, and with increasing sunshine, temperatures will dip back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front that helped bring historic rains to portions of the upper Midwest and upper Great Lakes region will continue to drop south, settling into the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. The front's expected to stall out through Thursday, providing the focus for multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms that'll be encouraged by a series of weak low-pressure systems moving along the boundary. Some of these storms may be strong to severe and produce heavy to excessive rainfall. Meanwhile, excessive heat warnings remain in place in St. Louis. While temperatures are expected to come down some today, especially across the southern Great Lakes, hot and humid conditions are forecast to remain in place farther to the south. And a deep tropical moisture plume accompanying an upper-level low and weak surface trough moving out of the western Gulf of Mexico is expected to produce showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall and flash flooding over the next few days from the Texas coast inland to southeast and southern Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 53 miles per hour, gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 33 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 64, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.78 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday tied a record at 97 degrees. The record was set back in 1957. The low yesterday, 71, the average temperature, 84, that's 16 degrees above normal. 51 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.58 inches for the month, which is 75 hundredths below normal. And with 15.92 inches now for the year, we're still 1.19 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high, 94, set in 1995, and the record low, 38, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and breezy with much lower humidity today and highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, early clouds and increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, early clouds and increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and breezy with much lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. Sunny, pleasant Thursday and Friday, upper 70s and lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, near 80. Scattered showers and storms Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 80s. And increasing sunshine and breezy Monday in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.